Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that may be experiencing another change in direction, at least in terms of the direction the winds are blowing. And no, I'm not talking about Hurricane Ian. I'm talking about the political winds, which had been blowing, we were told, in a Democratic direction because of the abortion issue. That's been the story for the last 3 to 4 weeks. But all of a sudden, the New York Times, in their upshot section, and I mention the New York Times because this is not a conservative want to believe. It's not a conservative wish fulfillment kind of thing. It is the report by the nation's leading liberal newspaper that says that headline, the political winds might be blowing in Republicans' favor again. And there's also, in the Washington Post, a terrific article by Mark Thiessen, who's been a guest on the show many times, an article by Mark Thiessen that says, if Democrats believe that the abortion issue is going to save them in the election coming up, they're decidedly wrong. And he can prove it. And he does. There's something else that's decidedly wrong. It's decidedly wrong when Americans believe that the ultimate happiness, the ultimate achievement, the ultimate joy that you can have in life is becoming a celebrity, winning the adoration of crowds. There is a new book. It is called Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity. And it's a very different book in the Killing series by Bill O'Reilly. And Bill is going to be joining us about some of the dangers of celebrity, even some of the dangers of political celebrity and the way that that might influence the coming election in 2022 and then the election in 2024. We'll also be talking a little bit about the fentanyl epidemic. What is to be done about this? Most of the fentanyl seems to be coming from China, at least according to many of the reports, and coming across the southern border. Is there something that could be done to protect the close to 100,000 people who are dying yearly from fentanyl? And what about the rainbow fentanyl, so-called? Is that really made to appeal to children? How appalling and how disgusting. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Right now, the U.S. Embassy in Russia is telling Americans to leave the country. We have a leader who's talking about using nuclear weapons. Then you don't want to be in the country when the rest of the world, which together has more nuclear weapons than Russia, and you don't want to be in Russia during a nuclear exchange. I don't think you want to be anywhere. I don't think we want a nuclear exchange. But there's also a report that Russian men are fleeing mobilization, leaving everything behind. What's fascinating about that, and so important, is that in the old days, in the days leading up to World War I and then at the beginning of World War I, one of the things that drove so many people to leave Russia and to immigrate to the United States, including people in my family, was that they had a 25-year enlistment. It wasn't enlistment. They basically forced you to serve in the Tsar's army. And for Jewish people in particular, it was very difficult because there was no ability while you were serving the Tsar's army to follow kosher laws, Jewish dietary laws, or Jewish holiday observance or Sabbath observance. Nothing. You had to give it up, and you were, of course, victimized by the endemic anti-Semitism of the Tsarist regime. So with all of that, we are back to a situation where one of the things that happened in 100 years ago in Russia and more was that there were people who went into the business of breaking bones and causing crippling injuries that would keep people out of this 25-year death sentence, basically, by serving in the Tsar's army. That apparently has reemerged. There are all kinds of efforts to dodge the mobilization to a war that that Russia increasingly is going to find it difficult to win. The reports are that some reports say a minimum of 100,000 Russians have already flooded neighboring countries to flee an army call-up. And the White House says the U.S. welcomes Russian asylum seekers. If Russian asylum seekers come to this country, will they get a free trip to Martha's Vineyard, courtesy of Ron DeSantis? You don't have to come to Florida for that. You can come to San Antonio, Texas, and or pretty much anywhere. And I'm not so sure that's going to work out. Okay, first of all, a piece, speaking of Ron DeSantis, more and more pieces, and we'll get to that, that the race is not going to be Biden versus Trump. It's going to be DeSantis versus Gavin Newsom. Is that true? Gavin Newsom has one terrific issue working for him right now, just emerged today, which we will get to, and it involves one of the evil, convicted Palestinian terrorists who is still serving time for committing murder. And Gavin Newsom on the right side not letting out Sirhan Sirhan, the killer of Robert Kennedy. We will get to that also on the Medved Show. But first off, this piece by Nate Cohen, who runs The Upshot, which is the Upshot provides news, analysis, and graphics about politics, policy, and everyday life. And basically, what they have as a subheading is Economy Overtakes Abortion, Average Weekly Search Interest. And the average weekly search interest shows that people just aren't nearly as interested in abortion as they were in July, when that was a big news. And that right now the economy and immigration and crime, which are issues that should work very strongly for the Republican Party, have well overtaken anything about abortion right now. And there's also proof that even gubernatorial candidates, Republican governors who have signed very tough abortion bills, bills banning all abortions beyond 6 weeks of pregnancy, the governors in that situation are doing fine. The Republicans who seem to be in trouble are in trouble for other means than the abortion issue. How does that work? We will get to that. We will also be speaking about the dangers of celebrity, some of the dangers of releasing great big expensive Hollywood movies. Box office was pretty terrible over this past weekend. We will be getting to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. The bottom line in the New York Times analysis, it's remarkable, with the national environment seemingly shifting towards issues where Republicans have the edge, it wouldn't be surprising if we started to see a few more signs of Republican enthusiasm advantage. And that is a key factor. If you represent that enthusiasm advantage, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
And on the Michael Medved show, Nate Cohn, it's that for most of the summer, President Biden and the Democrats had the political winds at their backs, which is not the best metaphor to use in the day of the terrible, terrible hurricane which is approaching Florida. But and by the way, it seems to me extraordinary that President Biden hasn't just sort of leaped into the breach, into this hurricane situation. Do you remember how much President Obama was helped by Hurricane Sandy in 2012 when he was running for re-election against a guy named Mitt Romney? And it was really, according to most analyses, it was in a very close election. It was the hurricane conduct and a hug from Chris Christie and Obama going out and witnessing the damage that right before the election changed things around. Well, right now, the hurricane doesn't appear yet to have blown anybody anyway. But it says that Democrats saw their poll numbers rising over the summer. As gas prices fell, as the Supreme Court refocused voters on abortion, and as the January 6th hearings and the investigation into Donald J. Trump's handling of classified documents turned the media's attention back toward an unpopular former president rather than the unpopular current president. But with 6 weeks until this November's midterm elections, there are a few signs that the political winds may have begun to shift in a different direction, one that might help Republicans over the final stretch. The political spotlight may be drifting back toward issues where Republicans have an advantage, like the economy, immigration, and crime. It can be difficult to discern these kinds of subtle shifts in the national mood, writes Nate Cohn at the Upshot at the New York Times. But Google search trends offer a decent rough measure. For the first time since the Dobbs ruling overturning Roe v. Wade, Google searches for the economy and immigration have overtaken searches about abortion. Searches for democracy or the January 6th hearings have also fallen. It's still too early to say whether this subtle shift in the electorate attention will work to the advantage of Republicans. To extend the political winds analogy, maybe the pro-democratic winds have subsided, yielding a relatively stable political environment that won't do much to nudge the polls in either direction. Indeed, the polls haven't moved much at all over the last few weeks. However, the so-called generic ballot polls, which ask whether voters prefer Democrats or Republicans, haven't really changed quite yet. Democrats still enjoy a slight lead, according to 538, but this weekend two new polls showed Republicans with a lead among likely voters, including an ABC Washington Post poll showing Republicans up by 5 percentage points among likely voters. It may prove to be an outlier, or perhaps it's the first sign of a material shift in the race. The point about this poll, and why it's so important, an ABC Washington Post poll, is the gap. If that point gap, 5-point gap, actually is the way people vote, then because of the way seats are apportioned, this means the Republicans will gain over 20 seats, probably over 30 seats, more than enough to capture the House, and it also gives them an excellent chance of holding the Senate. The interesting part about this is the ABC Washington Post poll, a 5-point lead. The ABC Washington Post poll wasn't the only measure of the race on Sunday. CBS News found Republicans ahead by 1 point among likely voters, 46% to 45%. And this comes in a situation where generally most of these polls, and everyone has acknowledged this, tend to overestimate the Democratic performance and to underestimate the Republican performance. The surveys do appear to have one thing in common. They show Republicans enjoying a turnout advantage. This, again, is a report in the New York Times. In the CBS News poll, Republicans were 5 points likelier than Democrats to say they would definitely vote, 79% to 74%. Now, both of those are huge turnouts if that comes true. I mean, again, it shows that people, as they were in 2020, in that very heated election, there was record turnout, best turnout in 100 years. This could be the best turnout for a midterm election ever, if it comes out to be 79% to 74%. Similarly, ABC News found 81% of Republicans absolutely certain that they will vote. What percentage of Democrats? 75%. And look, how do you explain this difference? I think right now many people are voting, going to vote because they're ticked off. They're very ticked off the way things are going in this country. They have been for months and months and months reporting 75% and upwards of people who think we're headed in the wrong direction. It's tough to get really enthusiastic with the people in power when you believe the country's headed in the wrong direction. And by the way, I think that we didn't get a chance to give him as many props as he deserved on this. Kevin McCarthy handled that commitment to America with the four different areas where the Republicans were pledging action. I think he did a good job with that. And it does indicate that there would be a change, a shift to some extent, if Republicans took over one or both houses of the Congress. And New York Times says, these numbers are a pretty different story from our last New York Times Siena poll, which was finishing up about 2 weeks ago. In our survey, 51% of Democrats said they were almost certain to vote, compared with 52% of Republicans. Republicans still higher, even 2 weeks ago. In part, as a result, the Times Siena poll did not find an especially stark difference between likely and registered voters. Democrats clung to a one-point lead, 47 to 46%, compared with their two-point edge among registered voters. The difference between likely voters, the people a pollster thinks will actually go to the polls, and the broader population of adults or registered voters, is always an important factor, but it's especially important in midterm elections. So what about this belief that abortion was going to change everything? How do we know that's not true? I'll tell you, coming up on the Medved Show.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A California teenager, the subject of an Amber Alert, was killed in a shootout between her father, an accused abductor, and the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department in the Southern California desert community of Victorville. It's still unclear if deputies or the father shot Savannah Graziano as she ran towards deputies during the firefight. Forecasters say Hurricane Ian has become an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm as it approaches Florida's west coast. Governor Ron DeSantis.
On shore, and then it's going to kind of slow to a crawl. Yes, it will weaken, but it will just plod along. What that's going to do, that's going to dump massive amounts of rain.
Sirhan Sirhan, who assassinated presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy in 1968, is asking a judge on Wednesday to free him from prison by reversing California Governor Gavin Newsom's denial of his parole earlier this year. USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Michael Medved Show, Mark Thiessen, writing for the Washington Post. He's a syndicated columnist. He's a former speechwriter for President George W. Bush. He says straight out and then makes the case brilliantly, and everybody should focus on this because as people are getting terribly nervous about what is going on and all of the demonstrations and all of the hysteria about the abortion issue, this puts it in context. Mark Thiessen writes, abortion is not going to save Democrats this November. To see why, just look at the Georgia governor's race. There are a bunch of other races, too, you could look at the same way, but here's what he says about Georgia. Georgia's a purple state that handed Joe Biden the presidency and handed Democrats control of the U.S. Senate. It's not true, really, that Georgia handed Joe Biden the presidency because even if President Trump had carried Georgia, he still would have been 20 points below where he needed to be in terms of electoral votes, 20 electoral votes below. But it was one of the decisive states, along with Arizona and Pennsylvania and Michigan. In any event, Georgia handed Joe Biden the presidency and Democrats control the U.S. Senate. In June, the U.S. Supreme Court ruling in Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization sent abortion decisions back to the states. That put this issue squarely in the hands of governors like Republican Brian Kemp, who signed a 2019 law, which went into effect in July, that bans abortion in Georgia after the 6th week of pregnancy. Since the high court's ruling, Bloomberg reports, the number of women signing up to vote in Georgia has outpaced men by 6 points, with Democrats, quote, benefiting as the abortion issue pushes to the forefront. That should have spelled doom for Brian Kemp, right? Yet, according to the New York Times, Georgia Democrats have grown increasingly pessimistic about Democratic gubernatorial nominee Stacey Abrams' chances of ousting Kemp from office. Kemp is leading Abrams in every single major poll, including a new Marist College poll that shows him with a commanding 6-point lead. By contrast, Georgia's Republican Senate nominee, Herschel Walker, is trailing Democratic and it's not abortion. They're both Kemp and Warnock strongly pro-life. And yet Kemp actually signed the bill that is supposed to be so unpopular and mobilizing so many women. He's winning easily. So what's going on? Mark Thiessen makes the point the same thing is true over in Ohio. In 2019, Governor Mike DeWine signed a law that bans abortion after fetal cardiac activity is detected around 6 weeks into a pregnancy. Since the Dobbs decision, women have outpaced men in new voter registrations by 11 points in Ohio. Yet DeWine is leading his opponent by 17 points in the Real Clear Politics average. While Republican Senate nominee J.D. Vance is statistically tied with his Democratic opponent, Representative Tim Ryan, leading by just 1.2 points in the Real Clear Politics average and trailing by 0.6 of a point in the 538 average. Why is Vance struggling while DeWine, who's directly responsible for Ohio's abortion restrictions, not struggling at all, but cruising to re-election victory? And that's not all. He points out, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu signed a 24-week abortion ban last year. Yet he is leading his opponent by 20 points, Republican, leading by 20 points in the 538 average. While retired Brigadier General Don Bolduc, the Republican Senate nominee, is trailing the vulnerable Democratic Senator Maggie Hassan by 7 points. Abortion is also not the reason Republican Mehmet Oz is trailing Democrat John Fetterman, a man who had a stroke and struggles to put coherent sentences together. You know what? He struggled before the stroke, too. Hate to say it. John Fetterman, who can't debate, is too ill to debate, or they're making special arrangements for him to have the words spelled out on a screen so he can actually read them, because apparently he has auditory problems. In any event, Fetterman's winning in the Senate race in Pennsylvania 7 by 7 points. It's not the reason in Arizona that Republican Senate candidate Blake Masters is trailing his Democratic opponent by an average of 7 points. In each case, the GOP is trailing because it nominated weak candidates who are struggling for reasons that have nothing to do with abortion. Right now, Republicans enjoy the most promising political environment in decades, writes Mark Thiessen. Biden is one of the most unpopular presidents at this point in his tenure since Harry S. Truman. On his watch, we've experienced the worst inflation in 40 years, the fastest drop in real wages in 4 decades, the highest gas prices ever recorded, the biggest rise in food prices since 1979, the worst crime wave in many cities since the 1990s, and the worst border crisis in U.S. history. If Republicans can't capitalize on that series of fiascos, then they need to take a good look. Hard look in the mirror. Indeed, the Dobbs decision, he writes, could not have come at a better moment for the GOP. If the court had ruled when the economy was strong, inflation was low, crime was under control, and the border was secure, things might be different. But today, writes Mark Thiessen, the only Americans who have the luxury of voting on abortion are affluent liberal elites who are insulated from the economic disasters besetting the rest of the country. Look, I think that's smart. And I think there is a lot to that. When you go around and you look at some of the Republican governors who are doing exceptionally well, and the gubernatorial candidates, who are doing exceptionally well. The governors who actually signed abortion bills are fine. Because, again, the end of the world sort of scenario that people had predicted for Georgia and for Ohio and for other states that would tighten abortion restrictions just haven't happened. It hasn't been that old-time disaster that people expected that would mobilize scores and scores and scores and scores of women. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. And here in the state of Washington, it's fascinating that right now we have a barn burner of a race with Tiffany Smiley, the Republican nominee, who no one had heard of. I mean, literally no one a year ago. And she did well in the primary. She became the Republican nominee in effect in our top two primary system state. And right now she has continued in poll after poll after poll to have kept Patty Murray down below 50%, which for an incumbent senator who's been there since the Pleistocene era. And this is her sixth run for the U.S. Senate. And she's gotten away unscathed in the past. But right now she has a big challenge. And she actually just won an award that I think is going to have some impact on this campaign. Is the Washington Post gives out their Four Pinocchios Award for the most conspicuous liars you can find on the political scene. And Senator Patty Murray, Republican from Washington, may not win the election, but she's already won the Four Pinocchios Award for saying what? We'll highlight that and make it very clear why everyone agrees it's a terrible lie and a scary lie. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on MedVed History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. MedHead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner, and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a MedHead Plus member as soon as you can.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Okay, it's true. The four Pinocchios award that's handed out by the Washington Post and by their chief fact checker, whose name is Glenn Kessler, and who, by the way, is no conservative. He's just somebody who likes to get out the truth when someone tells an appalling lie. I mean, it's just an appalling lie. And as a matter of fact, this is something that not only deserves this particular award, the Four Pinocchios Award, it deserves an even more prestigious award, our Golden Turkey Award.
Bigger than the Academy Awards.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank God.
Groovier than the Grammys.
I would like to thank my wonderful agent.
And more powerful than the People's Choice.
I would like to share this with every single senator.
Now, it's time for another Golden Turkey Award nomination.
And particularly, this Golden Turkey Award nomination is not only an honor of Senator Patty Murray, the once-to-be six-term senator from the state of Washington. She's already served five meaningful, wonderful, heroic terms. But it's also meant to honor my brother Harry, who is a co-inventor with me, 40 years ago of the Golden Turkey Awards. And glad to see that they're still alive and well. And And Harry's coming up for a visit for my birthday at the end of the week. So that's part of the connection there. Okay. Patty Murray, what did she do to earn this prestigious prize? She tweeted on Sunday and this is part of her really shocking attempt to go after this heroic nurse who is a newcomer to politics, has been just terrific. She's a wonderful candidate. She'll make a great U.S. senator. And Patty Murray tweeted the following. And it's not the tweet of the day, because it was actually yesterday. Not yesterday, it was Sunday when this tweet came out. Feels like yesterday. And she said, Senator Murray, Republicans plan to end Social Security and Medicare if they take back the Senate. Okay, just think about how stupid you have to be if you believe that. I mean, first of all, if you take back the Senate, and you don't have the House and you don't have the presidency, how are they going to go through the enormous challenge of getting rid of Social Security and Medicare? And this is one thing, by the way, Donald Trump, he said a lot of wild and crazy things when he was running for president both times. He was always crystal clear about his support for Social Security and Medicare. He did a better job on that aspect of things than a lot of Republicans have done. Democrats have always done this. Remember, they had an ad that came out when the Democrats were running to take back control of Congress in 2018. And they had an ad with Paul Ryan pushing Granny off a cliff. You remember this? That was, part of what they featured. But Glenn Kessler, who is the Post fact checker, said that Murray's tweet was a meta-scare attack to win over senior voters. Don't worry, seniors, there is no such plan. Kessler outlined the Democrats' long history of unsubstantiated attacks towards Republicans over intentions to gut Social Security and Medicare, stressing that the new attacks going into the November elections are just as empty as all the previous attacks. The Murray campaign told Kessler, one of Tiffany Smiley's biggest champions is Rick Scott, who leads the Republican National Senatorial Committee, and wrote its agenda, which proposes gutting Social Security and Medicare. No, it's actually cutting. And it's not an agenda that anyone in the Republican Party supports except for Rick Scott. And certainly not Tiffany Smiley. I mean, again, her whole career has been as a nurse. You think she really wants to get rid of Social Security and Medicare at this point? If Republicans like Smiley disagree, they should call on Rick Scott to be removed as chair or stop taking money from the National Republican Senate Committee, which Tiffany Smiley has refused to do. We are absolutely going to make sure Tiffany Smiley is held accountable for how the official Senate Republican campaign agenda would harm Washington seniors. Okay, does anyone think about this for a moment? Does anyone honestly believe that even if the Republicans do win control of the Senate, if Tiffany Smiley is that crucial vote or one of two crucial votes that puts the Republicans over the top, that they are going to eliminate Social Security? Kessler then outlined how Scott's Rescue America plan, which proposed all federal legislation sunsets in 5 years unless renewed by Congress, was widely rejected by GOP leadership. It was opposed by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and everybody else. He also noted that Scott himself stressed he did not want to end Social Security and Medicare. Murray's staff also cited a quote from Lindsey Graham, who said back in January, if Republicans win back the Senate, quote, I will do everything in my power to make sure we have a vote on a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. Suggesting, and Murray's staff said that if we had a balanced budget amendment, that would ruin Medicare. And that would ruin Social Security. Okay, they're two separate things. Lindsey Graham isn't in favor of eliminating Social Security or gutting it. Kessler rebuffed Murray's evidence by calling Graham's proposed vote as a pure show of political messaging, since it would need the support of 67 senators, two-thirds of the House lawmakers, and three-fourths of the states. By the way, I think that of the constitutional amendments people talk about from time to time, balanced budget amendment is one that might have a real chance if it's well drawn. Glenn Kessler wrote this, that Murray tweeted that if Senate Republicans win control of the Senate, they plan to end Social Security and Medicare. But as evidence, her staff can only point to statements by a pair of Senate Republicans that have earned little support among their colleagues. the presumptive Senate Republican leader explicitly rejected the idea. Moreover, in both cases, the senators insisted that they were not trying to eliminate the programs, but instead to bolster their shaky financial underpinnings. Whether such actions would reduce benefits is open to debate, but it's not the same thing as ending the programs. This is yet another example, wrote Glenn Kessler in the Washington Post, in which Democrats strain to conjure up a non-existent GOP plan regarding Social Security and Medicare. Murray earns four Pinocchios. Okay. She certainly does earn them. And if she ever gets around to actually debating Tiffany Smiley, it'll be very, very telling. And I hope somebody brings up that kind of question. Why is it, after five terms in the Senate, with all kinds of ways you can look at her record and distort her record, and she knows how these games are played, to do something like this, it seems to me, is just an expression of desperation. And it's not worthy of the Senate. It's not even worthy of Senator Murray, who I am very glad to see is in the midst of a very very competitive race. You go, Tiffany Smiley. I'll tell you something that didn't go very well. Is there's a headline over at The Wrap, which looks at the entertainment industry. And the headline says, "Worry, Darling." That's a play on the title of the number one movie in the country over the weekend, Don't Worry, Darling. It says, "Worry, Darling, September box office plummets to the worst levels in 25 years. And I, because I spend a lot of time watching movies, you kind of notice a pretty bad crop of movies we've been having recently. But it's astonishing when you actually look at the numbers. People just aren't going back, at least right now. What will it take to get them back? What would it take to get you back? We will discuss that and the dangers of the cult of celebrity with Bill O'Reilly coming up right here in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.